There's no better place to get in. So we'll have Langston take a seat. We'll get his levels sorted on the microphone, and excited to talk to him here about the upcoming season and a great season last year that's being underrated by many. I'll tell you that right now. So Langston Hardy checking into the program. First and foremost, nice to meet you, bro. Excited we were able to get connected and get this set up.
Sir, this is awesome. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, let's start first and foremost. Last year, not very high expectations coming into the season for you guys as a group, and year one for Jake Dicker, but he's a great coach. He always goes new places and finds a way to get it off the ground quickly. And it felt like when you guys came to this event, being Wake Forest last year, there was a quiet confidence that you guys possessed. 9 wins was an incredible season last year. You led the conference in tackles for loss. Where did this explosion come from your Demon Deacons?
I think it's really really just a message. Like, you know, Coach Dickert always is a guy who comes in with high energy, always makes the room, you know that, you know, we're ready to go. So, you know, we get in there early in the mornings and we're doing different things. We're yelling, we're screaming, you know, getting our bodies ready to go. So he's definitely a guy that, you know, everyone always wants to play for. So having that energy is always, you know, great head start. And then also, you know, just the player retention that we're able to have at Wake, you know, some of the guys we're able to keep, like Devon Patterson, you know, Aiden Hall in that defense, and then bringing guys, you know, like newer, Gabe Kierski. So it was just a great group that we had all last year. And so we were able to retain a lot of those guys this year. You know, obviously we're trying to, you know, do the same thing this year and improve. But that was definitely, you know, key reason for the success.
You're the league leader, and I wanted to double-check it. You're the league leader in TFL's returning, okay? Your teammate, Devon Patterson, is second in PBU's returning. And you look up and down, you guys were able to retain a lot. Like, they're scattered throughout the league, but Wake Forest seems like a school that was able to keep it. What are those conversations like between you, your teammates, your coaches, when a lot of your peers are deciding, I'm going to go on the market, I'm going to do this and that, and you guys are deciding, we're going to keep it closed right here?
Yeah, I think it was definitely, like you said, the success we had last year. You know, we kind of all sat down with each other, and, you know, the big thing about our team is, like, we're very connected. So we do a lot of things in the facility, outside of the facility also. So having a guy like that who, like, you know, you would really go to battle with any day, a guy like, you know, Devon, like, you know, we were actually both from Jacksonville, Florida, but didn't really know each other, you know, being on different high schools in different parts of the city. And, you know, now being here with each other, like, you know, that's just a, you know, great guy who I'd always, you know, want to be around. So when we kind of sat down and said, like, you know we have a good group of guys who come back and, like, we want to do this again next year, like, that was pretty much the same thing. Everyone's bought into that, you know, that message and that idea of, you know, doing this again. So it's been great, you know, being together again to, you know, do this all over again throughout spring and throughout summer workouts, and we're ready to go attack camp head on.
What was attractive to you about Wake Forest and Coach Dickert making the transition over and deciding to join that program last year? And then how did you stay humble and trust your work in preparation through a couple years where you didn't get a ton of playing time? Then last year, you break out as one of the best players in the entire country at your position.
Mm-hmm. I think I appreciate that. But I think that the biggest thing for me was when I was, you know, looking at, you know, transferring and everything, Coach Dickert, I really didn't know too much about him because, you know, with him being a West Coast guy, and I really only look out on the East Coast anyway. So I heard a lot of good things, though, from people I was kind of asking about and, you know, saying that he's a great leader and, you know, a great man to be around just outside of football, too. So it was definitely something I was looking forward to. And then when I went on the visit and, you know, seeing all the other coaches they had there and some of the guys they're bringing in from Washington State, too, like, you know, just a great group of guys who – really anyone would want to be around. So having the opportunity to do that and then also, you know, play with my brother, he was already there at the time, was really just a no-brainer for me that I went ahead and, you know, wanted to be a part of that.
I'm very much the old man in this group, so I'm just going to say this. You're talking about that Jacksonville bond.
Right.
You know, 20 years ago, Wake Forest wins an ACC title with Jacksonville native Riley Skinner,
yeah,
Jacksonville native Alfonso Smith. Like, have you heard about that? Like, or is that like, you know, because, yeah, and I'm not that old. So, like, sometimes people talk about that. I'm like, yeah, Grandpa, whatever. But do you know anything about that? I mean, the Jacksonville-Wake connection?
Yeah, no, it actually is. It's definitely a connection there. I think Coach Dickert actually had a he went down to Jacksonville and had a little group of guys, and they had a really good showing. I was actually out of town at the time. My brother was there. And there was a great, you know, great Jacksonville group that's, you know, Wake Forest alums and Wake Forest pride down there in Jacksonville. So it definitely is a connection. So, you know, I go some places in Jacksonville and I hear the Go Deeks, and I'm always, you know, Go Deeks right back. So it's definitely awesome to have a brand like that, a network like that can travel.
And you mentioned Jacksonville. Obviously, football runs in your blood and it runs in your family. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what that experience was like growing up the son of an NFL player and then kind of the work habits that have been instilled in you as a byproduct of that and growing up around the game?
Right. Definitely, you know, having a dad like that's a great role model. Ever since I was little, even like when I was real young, really never didn't know the, you know, quality of player he was. But, you know, the older I get and be able to watch the tapes and different things like that, and obviously everyone lets me know how good of a player he was. So, I mean, it's obviously a, you know, great role model to have. We watch a lot of tape together, you know, always, you know, just trying to work on the little details of my game. And that's the, you know, big thing that I feel like can, you know, allow me to take those next steps and, you know, continue to be a better player for this team, is just work on the little details of my footwork and my hand placement and stuff like that. And those are things that he looks for, and so those are things that we mainly work on.
It's like having a built-in coach at home as
Definitely.
Well.
Yeah.
So what are maybe one or two of those things that you really want to elevate this year?
My biggest thing is, like, my footwork at the top of my rushes. You know, when I get to the top of my rush and then being able to plan off that outside foot and, you know, turn back into the pocket. I had a few plays last year I feel like got away from me, just being at the top of my rush and not being able to finish those sacks. So being able to add, you know, two, three of those more to this, you know, next campaign is always going to be, you know, very beneficial for me. So I think that's one of the bigger things I'm working on. And also a few new moves, you know, different counters that we've been, you know, trying to craft up and different things like that, just to make sure we're ready to go. So
I want to ask you about the offense this year. Transfer portal quarterback Robbie Ashford came in last year, and Deshaun Purdy. Thought both did a good job dealing with some injury stuff right. both ways there. And they got you to the finish line with 9 wins and a big-time bowl win where Robbie balled out. Gio Lopez comes over from a former rival at North Carolina,
right.
A guy you're obviously very familiar with before he ever joins the locker room. How has that transition process been, and what have you seen from your offense throughout the course of camp that has you confident you guys can be a really good football team once again?
Definitely. I think, like, when we first heard that, you know, Gio was joining us, it was kind of all like a shock, you know, to have a guy coming in from UNC who's just there. But then knowing Gio's background with, you know, his background with Coach Ezell at South Alabama and getting to know Gio more as a man, as a player, you know, he really is a great leader. He's a guy who I really look up to now. You know, seeing him, the way he works, his work ethic is, you know, definitely one of the best I've seen. And just the way that he kind of gets the offense going, like, you know, when he calls that huddle, like, you know, we see, like, the eyes that are on him and, like, you know, how people perceive him as a player, and some of the things that him and Ezell have been able to do already throughout, you know, spring ball, making it tough for us on defense, has already been definitely good to see. So I'm definitely waiting to see how they, you know, stack up against these other ACC defenses. So
it's interesting to think about you guys sort of sneaking up on the world last year and getting we've even talked about, like, you guys had a couple slide. Like, you could have had more wins last year.
Nah, they had one robbed. I'm not going to speak for bro. They had one
yes.
robbed.
Yes,
100%. Robbed.
Like,
robbed.
I had Georgia Tech's win total over, so
robbed.
I didn't say anything. But that was an interesting one. I'll tell you that one. I was watching that one live. Yeah. But this year, it feels different. Are your conversations different as you approach the season internally, understanding that now the world has tape on all of you guys in this system, and now maybe there's a little more familiarity there?
I think the same thing for us is the message has always been the same. I think that's why we've had, you know, some of the success we've had. Just like the built in the dark was our biggest thing last year, and still carrying that on to this year. And then now we've been talking a little more about the lights out motto for us. And that's just like basically everything that we've been hearing, good or bad, from the media, you know, everyone else out there in the world, social media and everything, is just we're not really listening to any of that good or bad. It's just really getting back in the dark, getting back what we know, what we can do. And, just going out there and being a team that is going to give high effort and fly around and make plays.
I want to ask you about running back before we let you get to it. Obviously, the importance of Demond Claiborne and what he kind of meant to that program as a whole, his departure is going to be one that's difficult to fill, but it feels like Ty Clark has been waiting in the wings and kind of waiting for his opportunity, and then a couple of these transfer portal guys can really go, including KD Daniels. What have you seen from the run game in camp thus far from your offense?
Yeah, this running back room is definitely a deep group. So you're definitely going to see a lot of different guys up there running the ball. I mean, all the way up to – we have, you know, two new freshmen in there too who are just, you know, I wouldn't even think they were freshmen after seeing them run the ball.
Searcy, right?
Yeah,
he's one of them?
Yeah, for sure. So I think, you know, having guys like that, Sawyer, another transfer in from North Dakota, he's one of the fastest players on the team. So just having guys like that who can, you know, attack you from all angles, you know, but then still having that workhorse, you know, in Ty Clark, who you guys got to see a little bit of last year, but seeing him being the main focal point this year is I'm interested to see, because, you know, he's definitely been waiting for it, like you said.
For sure.
Yeah.
You play the game at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. I just want your comments on 84 overall. I just want your comments on what you're looking at there.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, obviously I don't complain. I'm, you know, blessed to be in the game. I always question my speed. I think when the game had first came out, they had me down as like a power rusher archetype or something like that. So my speed was always down. But I always question my speed, but besides that, I can't, you know. I guess I gotta show it up more on Saturdays.
Look, 91 pursuit, I'm good with that. Yeah. You got 87 awareness.
Right.
I mean, I always love the awareness guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, unathletic awareness guy right here. Big fan of that.
For sure. Langston,
great stuff.
Seriously, thank you so much. You've got my vote for all ACC for what it's worth, and I know you're going to ball out this year. Go kill it, and we're wishing you the best of luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Langston.